There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. GMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it says it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
You are lucky. Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we are going to go back to Autism One. Yes, there's more to give, more healing to happen, and more outrage to relate from Autism One, a story that you just got to sit down, get your hankies ready. This is unbelievable. But it could result in all Canadians who are not vaccinated being criminalized. Yes, I said that. And we've got David Steffen from Autism One. He's from True Hope in Canada. And to help me do that, Roseanne Lindsay is going to help me do that because I was exhausted, absolutely out of my mind, blitzed out 20 interviews later. But it's an extraordinary story. You're going to hear a little bit later in the show. Also, a new search engine from the Health Ranger called GoodGopher.com. We'll talk about that a little later. MDMA use for autistic adults. That's the date rape drug, was it? Is that something like that? It's ecstasy, they call that.
Ecstasy is what MDMA.
Yeah, ecstasy. I don't know.
That was Rohypnol or something like that?
Yeah, see, we were just talking about Bill Clinton, and I'm thinking all of these nasty things that happened.
Bill Clinton and roofies, yeah.
And roofies, exactly. Well, that's interesting. Hey, food. Food is on tap. I just had an organic chocolate chip cookie on the break, and it was fresh baked. And you can't have any. Why, that's mean of me. It's like Robert Scott Bell. Why are you so mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, literally, I can't have any because unless you figured out some way to teleport food across the country,
it'd be a little bit difficult. But it's really good. It's really good. And, food stuff is something I do like to talk about. Sometimes we get you know how many stories we get from healthfinder.gov that tend to be moments of duh? Over the years, hasn't been our number one site for moments of duh?
Yes, the vast, vast majority of our moments of duh come from healthfinder.gov, and it's because you almost have to think that they are writing these headlines for, like, mm-hmm. elementary school kids.
Right.
You know, it's like, here we go. Holiday, we just had on Monday, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at headlines on healthfinder.gov. How to stay safe around your lawnmower.
Come on, really?
Thank you. Yeah. Safety tips for barbecuing. Mm. Why is the Department of Health and Human Services out there giving tips on how not to burn yourself while you're barbecuing?
Well, clearly Thomas Jefferson had intended all those years ago when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. He knew one day Americans would be so dumb they would need a strong centralized bureaucracy to tell them how to cook meat over the coals safely, right? That hasn't been some. Isn't that been something that we figured out when we first got fire?
When we first got fired?
Yeah, we're going back to the caveman days, real paleo. Yeah, they were figuring out, fire burns, right? The safety. Okay. But only now can we be saved by the Obama administration through Obamacare. Which, don't get me started.
Barbecues.
Yeah, don't get me started. By the way, those of you who haven't seen it yet, the lecture I gave at Autism One is now up. They've actually posted all of the lectures. And I talked about gut recovery, in an hour. You give me an hour, we end up covering probably too much, but it was about a lot of things. And I was able to go through the molecular hydrogen as well as advancements in understanding silver therapeutics, too. But right before the thing started, I did not think about this Super Don when I started it. I was like, I tend to like to feel the crowd out, you know, and I'm very solemn at the Autism One because of the injuries, the damage that has occurred to kids everywhere. And I like to be a little bit jokey and lighthearted, too, but it's a little difficult. I got to sense the crowd because there's a lot of angst. There's a lot of, please, I need help, right?
Sure.
And so at the beginning, I said, are we ready to go? Give me a cue. And then I just kind of said, well, give me a beat. And I did a little beatbox, but I didn't think the cameras were on. And you saw it. You laughed out loud, and that's an understatement. And then you converted it into, yes, you converted it into a little beatbox video, which I will never live down. And no one will ever take me seriously again. It's a hit.
It really took off. People really, really liked that.
They really liked it. Okay. Well, don't say that I'm not willing to be a fool for God. And that's it. I don't mind, actually. I am silly. You know that. When I get up, I do silly things. I make silly faces. But hopefully the message that is serious comes through and brings that power to heal back where it belongs. That's my goal, as you know.
The people were trying to come up with kind of your hip-hop name.
No, I didn't see that.
Nick Brannigan said maybe we could call you Robert Swag Bell.
Swag? There was no swag.
I actually opted to go with the Snoop Dogg type of approach to this, and so I now shall call you R. Shizzle Bizzle.
Shizzle Bizzle.
Yes.
I'm not sure I like that. I don't know, no. But I don't have any control over what you call me,
right.
I suppose. R. Shizzle Bizzle. All right. Well, hey, back to the food. This is occasionally we do health stuff here, even though we do a lot of political healing with Jonathan E. Morton, the Sacred Fire of Liberty. He's in the belly of the beast, battling the bad guys. So obviously the discussion is going to be right there. But on the food front, there's a headline, Vegan Diet Might Ease Diabetic Nerve Pain. Now, I find the claims of diets for things are often more confusing than they are helpful. And they're not really comprehensive, and they're often done on, like, two people, and you're like, they made a conclusion based on two people. One of the things I will say that concerns me, if you're on a vegan diet, that you're getting enough fats. Now, I know a lot of people that are into veganism probably know more about fat than they did 10 years ago. But there, you know, this idea to go on a low-fat, because the concept of going vegetarian was like, hey, how do I reduce my fat? When I really want to see most Americans increase their fat intake. The healthy fats, of course. And I don't even mean the plant-based oils as much as I mean the saturated fats and oils that are also very important, if it's from animal sources being very clean. Because when we talk about neurological integrity, we have to talk about saturated fat as well. Because, the cholesterol associated with saturated fat, they like to sometimes link them, is really critical for brain and neurological integrity, cellular integrity, so functioning. And so I just, maybe I'm overreacting about the veganism thing, because, again, I don't know every vegan.
I would say this, that, yes, there are some people that will, I think, go vegan over, those issues that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the other part of it where it's a moral issue.
Sure.
It's having to do with the animals, you know.
Yeah, and I wasn't referencing that because, listen, if you've got a moral, a philosophical viewpoint, I support you in that. But in the study...
You still need good fat, even though...
Right. And please, you still need good fat, exactly. But, you know, they posited that some of the benefit to the neurological situation could be because of better blood sugar control. Due to reducing, obviously a lot of the nasty foods, if you're not vegan, for instance, that you often eat the wrong foods there, a lot of refined carbs and things that can really feed into the diabetic problem. And, of course, circulatory issues that are another problem here. But the nerve damage, I think, is due to a lack of fat. It can also be due to a propensity or a proficiency or a proclivity. I don't know what you want to say. Pro something. Way too much. Of the heavy metals that we don't need a whole lot of. We could do it with a lot less.
I didn't know it was
so that was where we wanted to go there. So from there, there's another story here in the diet realm on the Mediterranean diet. And here it's
That's a very popular diet.
The Mediterranean diet is, yes. Of course, if you're eating it in the Mediterranean, if you're in southern Italy, I think it's going to be different than the Mediterranean diet you have here in America. But... I want to say the Mediterranean diet is tied to lower odds of uterine cancer. And you know what? This is 100% true, especially in men. men, you eat a Mediterranean diet, you will never, ever, I promise you, ever suffer from uterine cancer. So
that's
I endorse
amazing.
It.
You heard that here first.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Just because there's a lot of confusion.
News there, yeah.
A lot of confusion over these. I just want to clear it up. So, but no, if you think about it, eating more vegetables, eating more healthy fats, you know, a good thing. If you're in the Mediterranean, I don't know that they've got how badly polluted the Mediterranean Sea is in regards to the fish that are being taken out of there. But the good fats that are associated with eating fish, which we are concerned about in certain areas of the country or the world, with the oceans being contaminated, the heavy metals as well, that could counteract the benefits of those omega-3 fats. But, you know, as always, there's always the naysayer or the backtracking within these articles, because you have the experts that will always point to genes, right? They will acknowledge the benefit of eating better, right? Oh, the Mediterranean diet lowers uterine cancer risk. Well, great. But they always have to end with, well, cancer risk is really affected by our age and our genes, right? So it's not about what you do. It's about how old you are and the genes you carried in from birth. Completely ignoring the concept of how a diet and a different lifestyle can impact on genetic expression. And yet they will acknowledge healthy lifestyle can play a part in reducing risk of some cancers. You know how they de-emphasize that? Because they're really invested in not empowering you with the control that you genuinely have to change your future based on what you do. No matter how many people, moms, women, girls, whatever, in the family that have had uterine cancer before, it does not mean that you will, just because you're in that genetic lineage, if you change and do something differently. Watch what they eat. What did they grow up on? What were their dietary habits? What were their environmental exposures? And then they come back to this, not smoking. Okay, you know, it's like, it's almost so routine that you're like, they don't hear it anymore. Don't smoke, keep healthy weight, be active. Eat healthily without defining healthily. They never mention the issue of GMOs are not healthy. They never mention the issue that eating organically grown foods, which if you're on a Mediterranean diet in the south of Italy, probably a lot of the food you're eating is organic just because it's been grown that way forever. I don't mean all of it, but a lot of it is. And the fact that in Europe they're probably a little bit more reluctant to allow for the glyphosate, the Monsanto infested GMOs. So anyway, I don't mean to confuse the issue. I like to bring clarity to the issue. But no matter what diet, whether it's vegan, whether it's Mediterranean or otherwise, simple fact is you just clean it up and eat like your ancestors. And I think that was before the age of Monsanto, before they turned World War II munitions into fertilizer to destroy the integrity of the fields, the soils, the plant life that would grow in them as well. All right, when we come back, an extraordinary story out of Canada, back at Autism One. Roseanne Lindsay is going to help me out with that, and David Steffen is with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body's healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, if you thought the attack on vaccine rights, if you will, the right to say no to vaccines was bad in the United States of America, look to our friends up north, the Canucks, the Canadians, and we've got a story to tell. Roseanne Lindsay is with me, natureofhealing.org. Roseanne.
Hi, Robert.
How are you?
Good. I'm good.
No,
good
thanks.
To be here.
Thanks for being with me here at Autism One, particularly for this interview, because if you believe in liberty, and I thought the Canadians did too, they wouldn't be going after this guy, David Steffen, and he's got a story to tell. I'm just going to let him open up and say, what the heck is going on, David? The Canadian government is going after you?
They sure are. You know, after a traumatic event of the passing of our second son, my wife and I found ourselves immersed in what appears to be the first and only vaccine trial in Canada, where the agenda is to basically criminalize parents who choose not to vaccinate if anything goes awry with their children.
Well, why would they... Wait, hold on. What happened with your second son? How did he die? What happened?
Well, he had the early onset symptoms of the flu is what it appeared. It kind of waxed and waned. Nothing too alarming, nothing that would drive one to be extremely concerned in any way, shape, or form. And on a day that he appeared, by all means, to be progressing, after waking up from a nap and having no symptoms for about 6 hours previous, he began to develop a breathing irregularity, which was a little bit curious to us, seeing how he just seemed to come out of whatever he had. And, you know, we ended up phoning the ambulance, living out in a rural community. We ended up meeting the ambulance on the highway. By that point, he had stopped breathing, and my wife was performing CPR. And by the time he got to the hospital, he had had complete brain death.
So is this the Canadian authorities are coming after you because they suspect something was wrong because you didn't vaccinate your son? I'm just trying to gather what are their thoughts. How is this happening?
That's a really good question. So what the face value, what they're saying is we didn't seek medical attention soon enough for what they claim to be is passing of meningitis.
Okay.
But what they're bringing into the whole court case, which is unheard of, is the whole vaccine topic and using that situation to kind of shoo in the vaccine issue and say, had you had them vaccinated, this probably would have never happened.
Oh, so they're trying to set a precedent here.
That's exactly what they're attempting to set. And so this doesn't just affect me and my wife. This will become precedential that they'll, if we lose the court case, they'll use it to further the movement towards scaring parents into vaccinating. If we win the court case, then hopefully that also sets precedence that that there's some freedom in regard to people's or parents' right to choose.
What about, I mean, Roseanne, the fact that, like, the measles outbreak at Disneyland, a significant number percentage were fully vaccinated. What about vaccine failure? What do you do then? Who do you blame when the vaccines fail?
Exactly. I mean, that's a good question for strategizing, and, you know, I would be interested to know what your strategy is for going into court and proving your case.
Well, we're going to be looking at a number of topics. One of the things that we're also going to be looking into is the topic of shedding.
Mm-hmm.
So when, yes. You know, common theory is that, you know, my unvaccinated child is a risk to the vaccinated children, but the science is showing over and over that it's actually the opposite, wherein these children are being vaccinated with live vaccine viruses or live virus vaccines, that they actually shed that virus for up to 28 days. And it's interesting, in the situation of my son, when he was waxing and waning, we ended up taking him back out into public again, because at one point he appeared to get completely well, took him to preschool, and all of a sudden it was like a complete reversal, but of new symptoms, the early onset symptoms of the flu, because before that it seemed to be a lung infection that recovered. And so taking a look at that, we were really curious as to why, just by taking him out in public again, after he seemed to get better, he would all of a sudden begin to get worse again. And so that's another thing that we're going to have to cover there, is taking a look at what he would have been exposed to by other children who had been vaccinated.
Yeah, it is interesting that the vector of transmission in many cases is coming from the vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that could be a very inconvenient fact or series of facts brought up in the Canadian court if they allow it. Let's take a break. Let's take a break. David, can you stick around? This is only, I know, scratching the surface.
Absolutely.
Right? Your dad founded True Hope, is that right?
That's correct.
We'll get a little background on that, because maybe there's a specific reason that they're targeting you based on your dad's history. Want to find out about that. All right, all Canadian listeners, this is for you. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5 pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I was talking with David Steffen. His father founded True Hope, truehope.com. Also, Roseanne Lindsay is here at Autism One, helped me conduct this interview, honestly. If you knew how many interviews I'd done at this point, you'd understand. Tell me, what is True Hope, what your dad did, who is he, and why might there have been a relationship with government that could maybe possibly explain why they're targeting you at this point?
That's an interesting point there. I do get that question often about whether this is a target, whether we're being targeted because of the relationship my dad has had with the Canadian government in the past. But what True Hope is a company that was set up by my father after he discovered in our own family that mineral supplementation can be far more of effective of a treatment for mental health conditions than what the medications were. There's a long history of mental illness in our family, and the medications weren't working. There were suicides. My mother suicided when I was 10 years old, 5 years before I was born, or 15 years previous to my mom taking her life. Her father had taken his life as well, so there was a line of suicide, and it appeared that some of the siblings were going to go the same route as well. And so my father discovered that mineral supplementation can eliminate the effects of these mental health conditions. And so he developed a mineral supplement, and it ended up going to the University of Calgary for studies. And so in late 2000, when the first study came out by Dr. Bonnie Kaplan, showing that this mineral treatment was over three times more effective than the standard medications that they were using, the SSRI medications, Health Canada took notice and wasted no time in coming in and shutting down the study, shutting down a double-blind, placebo-controlled trial that was taking place, and basically putting my dad through the ringer. My dad attempted to work with them as much as he possibly could.
Did he feel like that there was, you know, if he could appeal to some kind of sense of, logic, or, you know, that he could, I'm just assessing at that point your dad's perspective on Canada and Health Canada, that they could be allies. Did he not have enough experience in recognizing the pharmaceutical conflicts of interest like we have in the States with FDA?
Oh, he had no idea at the time.
Okay, so he was naive of that.
He was completely naive. He attempted to work with them for probably close to a year, trying to get a drug identification number for the product, even though it was a multivitamin that he was using, and to no avail. And so finally he just said, you know, I don't need the permission of some bureaucrat in Ottawa to help out fellow Canadians like my family's been helped. So he ended up just disobeying them outrightly. They ended up giving him multiple cease and desist orders that he disobeyed. And finally, they shut it off at the border, creating quite the controversy, because there's 3,000 Canadians relying on it at that time. And then they came in and raided our head office at gunpoint, and basically they just attempted to shut us down in any way they could. We finally ended up in the courts, and we won.
So they probably have never forgiven your dad for that.
Absolutely not. In fact, my dad took it a step further, because when they had shut it off at the border, they knew that they were creating a crisis. They knew that people relied on this for their mental well-being. And as a result of their actions, they actually caused a number of suicides. So my father actually then proceeded to sue them on behalf of the Canadians because of the harm that they had created. Unfortunately, he didn't win that case, but he basically stirred up a hornet's nest, and yes, they've never forgiven him for that.
Suzanne, this sounds like a great dad, what he did.
Yeah, it sounds like he's following in his father's footsteps here, taking on an issue for the whole of Canada, for the people of Canada. You know, it's in the genes, apparently. And they're going after a family who is still in mourning from a child.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it had been a year or almost a year when they came in and charged us, which was, you know, somewhat curious as to why they'd waited so long. It became a little more clear during the preliminary trial when we discovered that it was largely about vaccinations. So that's where they were going with it, and that seemed to be the motivating factor behind it. But yeah, you know, 1 year after, you know, you think you've basically healed up for the most part, but to have that thrown on you, you begin to relive that situation every single day, and you actually start to question yourself, you know, did we do something wrong? Where, you know, when you get charged, and no, when you finally come to the realization that, wait a minute, this is the reality of it. We did the best that we could as parents, especially for what we were seeing and observing, and it was really just a traumatic event, like the doctors, for the most part, the CPS workers, and the RCMP who investigated, thought it was as well, just a traumatic event.
This terrorization is terrorizing you, and they know that they can do this and use fear to keep you, you know, in a position of always defensive position. And so you have to come from another force. You have to bring in something that, you know, you didn't have to start with. And what is that? What are you bringing into this? I mean, what is driving you to do this for Canada?
You know, when we realized that this was about vaccinations and that this was going to compromise the rights of all parents in Canada, their right to choose to whether to vaccinate or not to vaccinate, their right to assess the risks involved with these vaccines, when we realized that that was what was being challenged here and possibly compromised, it really gave us a driving force to move forward, that this wasn't just about us.
Yeah.
Right.
This is about everybody.
Have you received some support in the Canadian population? Has there been media on this yet, or is it too soon? I know we're covering it from our vantage point when we do have a lot of listeners in Canada, but what is the feedback you're getting so far?
The feedback, we're getting a lot of support. Obviously, when you're charged, a lot of people take a look at it and say, oh, you're guilty by default, right? I mean, surely the RCMP wouldn't lay charges if you weren't guilty. And in many cases, people are guilty when they're charged. Many cases, not all cases. However, there's that assumption. So we've had, you know, kind of a divide in the community where some are for us, some of them are against us. But even before the vaccine situation arose, we received a tremendous amount of support. We actually ended up having over $20,000 donated towards funding the preliminary trial and whatnot. And now that it's becoming a vaccine topic, I think it's only going to generate a lot more awareness and a lot more people are going to be sympathetic towards it.
Do you have a website that people can go to?
We don't currently have a website to go to. We do have a Facebook page called Prayers for Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm. And it's F-O-R or the number 4?
F-O-R.
Prayers for Ezekiel.
Yeah, and that's our Facebook page. And that was set up when he was in the hospital on life support.
Okay. So now we're talking an active case that's been filed against you, and you're defending it. Do you have a court date, or is this all preliminary? It could be a year from now.
It begins mid to end of February and goes through about mid-March.
So we're still many months away, so there's a lot of preparation going on. Do you have a good team of attorneys, or how do you work there in defense?
We've got a really good lawyer, Sean Buckley, out of Canada, and he's part of the natural health industry. He understands the ins and outs and ultimately the corruption that's been taking place within the government and whatnot with Health Canada. He was actually the lawyer that defended True Hope when Health Canada came at us. And so we've actually got him as our lawyer, and so he's in the know. And that's actually why I'm down here in Chicago right now, is to network with the researchers and the leading experts in regard to vaccine safety, the risks involved, and basically just get some help. And so
Have you interacted with people that have helped you thus far here?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've you know, there's been a lot of people who've just been more than supportive. It's a great crowd down here at the Autism One. Everybody seems to be sympathetic. I mean, a lot of individuals here have vaccine-injured children and whatnot, and so they're more than willing to help in the movement of freedom, preserving freedom.
Well, this is an extraordinary tale here. We're living through things that we might look back on and say that was a turning point in Canada for the freedom, for instance, to say no, or the implementation of full-on tyranny against families and their ability to say no to vaccines.
Absolutely.
You know, I might suggest that this might be a good time to try something different, to change things up a little bit, because they are depending on you to play by the rule book. And I know here in the next door in Wisconsin, they were after raw milk farmers, and they targeted an Amish farmer, my farmer, and he decided to take the video camera into the courtroom. So it is recorded. It's going to become part of a documentary. It's going to be publicized. That's what they don't want. They don't want the public to know about this. So the more you can publicize this and get it out there, call the press, take a video camera in and make sure they can't say no. You have that right. At least we do here in the States, but consider that.
After all, we're just dealing with Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Mounties, right? What would they object to?
Well, you know, unfortunately, within the Canadian judicial system, you can't bring recording devices into the courtroom, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Sure would have loved to have had that during the preliminary trial, even though they put a publication ban on during the trial, so we actually can't speak too much as to what took place during that that trial. But there was definitely some damning evidence against them in regard to what had taken place with the ambulance services that may have possibly led to the passing of our son. we had inklings of information prior to the court case as to what took place there, that there was some failures on their end in regard to the equipment supplied and achieving an airway. So we definitely know that he went without air for some time within the ambulance, and that may have ultimately resulted in his passing. And so we will be looking at pursuing action against them in regard to that.
Every angle you have to consider. Yeah.
There's the one other angle, though, Robert, too. Jury nullification, if you can get that word out. That's
do they have that in Canada, jury nullification?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's interesting because in our constitution, the state constitutions, they allow the jury to rule on the facts and the law, and they could somehow assess it this way. But again, we're not as familiar with Canadian law in that regard. We need Dudley Do-Right. Right? Hey, come on, give us some help here. Hey, give some help and some prayers for our friend David Steffen. TrueHope.com, his father founded it. They're in a real battle here for all the Canadian people and the families that believe in the rights to say no to vaccine tyranny. Prayers for Ezekiel. We'll have that linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. That's the Facebook page to chime in, support, ask questions, or offer help. But I appreciate, David, you coming on board here and sharing a pretty intense story.
Well, thank you so much, Robert. It's wonderful to be on the show here and getting this message out as to what's taking place in Canada.
And thank you, Roseanne. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to David Steffen. Also, Roseanne Lindsay was at Autism One to help me to get through that interview because I was so far gone. But we got great, great information out. What a heart-wrenching story that is. And we have links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to support the efforts so that they can't make criminals of Canadians who don't wish to vaccinate. This is big time, folks, big time. Also, sure. Thanks to Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty, and our friends there. And, of course, Super Don, you can't believe you putting me up there wiggling to the beatbox as well. I mean,
look, come on.
What?
You know me. Yeah. You cannot show me a video of you saying, give me a beat. Without me doing something with that.
I'm just telling you this right now, Super Don. When I did that, it was certainly not with the thought that, when I get home and Super Don sees this, so he's going to turn it into a little mini, let's make Robert look really silly.
Yeah, I know. You just met me yesterday. We haven't been working together for over 9 years, have we?
I know. I wasn't thinking clearly.
Oh, it's all in good fun. And listen,
yeah,
people love it. People are just absolutely loving it, and it's all a part of what it is we do. We have fun, we're serious, and guess what? We can laugh at ourselves too because it's all in good fun. And you did a great job.
Yeah, and by the way, I did that without any MDMA at all. No ecstasy.
No ecstasy for you.
Well, you know that story we covered about ecstasy for autistic adults. I mean, that's crazy. I'm sorry, that's just crazy because. You know, these adults are not fearful of social interaction because they're fearful. I mean, literally, they have been injured. They have a neurological injury.
Well, and listen, I mean, if you use a substance like that, are you increasing the social activity, you know, I mean, the social interaction? Yeah, but it's artificial. It's not real.
Well, that's the point. There's no healing taking place. You're not addressing the underlying cause of why somebody is reluctant to have social interaction being diagnosed into the autism spectrum disorder realm. So,
Anyway. That would be like saying, you need to be more physically active, so we're going to light your shoes on fire.
That's really good.
Well, no, that's not exactly the same.
Right. Hey, don't light the gopher on fire. Mike Adams finally released the Good Gopher out there. I think it's just in beta testing, but if you haven't submitted your website to goodgopher.com, it's kind of a competing search engine to Google and these others that are really controlled by the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the mainstream
Absolutely.
Media, medical, and military complex.
We were just talking the other day, you and I, about how you can do a search, and all of a sudden, what's right at the top of the search results? It's the guys that are out there hammering, anybody yeah. who is supporting something other than drugs or radiation or surgery.
Yeah, they've gamed the system is the point. There's no way, unless you had $1 zillion, to get up there higher in the search engines. And, some might say, well, Mike Adams is just doing what they're doing on the other side because he's censoring, right? But right. the thing is, there's no pretense. This is what he's up front, and he's saying, listen, we need a place where we can search for things that we can rely upon, that we can trust, that is not conflicted, with drug money, for instance, or, right. General Electric, big military industrial complex money. And so I think this is a fair game scenario to create a new website or search engine that really keeps you in the community where you want to be. And if you want to go out, you can go out. Nobody's forcing you to do it, but sure. there's no pretense, is my point, that, oh, yeah, this is a generic search engine called Google, and you're just as likely to find something natural and holistic as something that's, from science-based medicine, which is not indeed science-based.
Yeah, it's absolutely fair. And, listen, you think Google's the only search engine out there? There's all kinds of other search engines out there,
right.
and this is going to be one of them, and this is going to be one that's going to be aimed towards stuff that people want to find. So look, anybody wants to complain about it, I don't care.
Right? Yeah, take it up somewhere else. Hey, listen, we're up on almost Friday already. I mean, this week has gone fast. I've been in studio for a while. We're back. I'm happy with that. Tomorrow we have Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution. We're going to get practical about spring and summer months, spider bites, bug bites, and all the stuff you're going to encounter in the summer. So get ready for that. We've got some remedies for you. I have a mother and a son that I interviewed at Autism One, All Natural Mama 4. We'll talk with Sherry Davis and Cody. I believe the Feingold diet that they've used successfully to help him. Hopefully we'll hear from Liam Sheff and more as well. So in the meantime, again, thanks to all y'all for being a part of this. Thanks for everybody at Autism One for making it a successful event that keeps on giving the gift of healing that we're trying to bring each and every day or 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yep.
Where the power to heal is Hoofnagel's. Wait, no, it's yours. Yours. See you tomorrow.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extendivite.
Extend your life with Extendo.